Amid the Christmas rush in December, Governor John Kasich vetoed a bill that would have frozen for another 2 years the state's renewable energy standards for electric utilities. Kasich said it would do self-inflicted damage to Ohio's economic competitiveness. He telegraphed that coming veto to lawmakers in Ohio while speaking at an appearance at the University of Texas last September.
If you try to kill the standards, whether it has to do with the renewables or whether it has to do with the issue of saving energy, I'll veto the bill.
That bill would have made the renewable energy benchmarks voluntary goals instead of required mandates for the utilities for 2 years. Kasich and others viewed last year's proposal as a continuation of the 2-year freeze that lawmakers had passed for the standards in 2014. And Kasich had repeatedly said he could not support an indefinite freeze. After that veto, supporters of the freeze vowed they would be back right away. And 2 months into the new 2-year session, half the House is co-sponsoring a bill from Representative Lou Blessing of Cincinnati that would make a major change in the renewable energy law, leaving behind the state's mandates and the penalties for not meeting them.
Now it is permanently goals, so there's no compliance portion of the renewable portfolio standard.
Blessing's bill also reduces the energy efficiency goals for the next decade by a fifth, and it allows many businesses to opt out of clean energy charges from electric utilities. But Blessing says it's not a total repeal. However, the issue's chief backer says the bill is where he thinks the state should go with repeal. In December, Senator Bill Seitz of Cincinnati had issued a furious statement blasting Kasich, a fellow Republican, for his veto, and said he'd work for a total repeal in this new session. Seitz is now in the House.
What I said when I said we're going to repeal the mandate. This is what everybody keeps forgetting about is I am against the mandate. I am not against clean energy. That's why I've got 29 solar panels on my roof. I am not against clean energy, but I am against the state mandating that the utilities do it and pass the cost on to you and me.
The law creating the benchmarks passed almost unanimously in April 2008. It got the votes of every senator at the time, including Seitz. But he and others who supported the law then say things have changed, largely because of lower prices for natural gas. They now say the benchmarks are increasing costs for ratepayers and giving an unfair advantage to renewable energy industries. And this bill continues the battle they've been fighting for the last 3 sessions to change the law.
Here we go again. It's more of the same.
Trish Demeter is with the Ohio Environmental Council, which supports the benchmarks. She says the Blessing's bill is basically a repeal of the green energy standards that were frozen in 2014 in the first major change to the 2008 law. And she says her side is geared up to fight, too.
I question, why we're having the debate all over again. There were over 135 people that opposed that legislation, and the governor's own veto message says exactly why we need to go in a different direction. So it's kind of a waste of time, in my view, to go down this path again, but we're ready, and we have a lot of the evidence on our side.
And both sides have what they call evidence. The conservative think tank, the Buckeye Institute, says Ohio could lose more than 134,000 jobs and $15.5 billion in gross domestic product in the next 10 years if the benchmarks are not repealed. But a study commissioned by the Nature Conservancy and the Environmental Defense Fund in October said almost exactly the opposite, that the standards could create 136,000 new jobs and grow the state's GDP by $6.7 billion. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.